Check a news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria expected to peak at 31 degrees today. Joburg and Polokwane 30. Mbombela 33. We start with good news. Load shedding, newly implemented on Friday after 10 months, has been suspended. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena.
Due to the sufficient replenishment of emergency reserves, load shedding was suspended today. Eskom will provide updates if any significant changes occur.
Another South African soldier injured in clashes in the Democratic Republic of Congo has died in hospital, bringing the death toll to 14. The soldiers were part of the National Defence Force contingent deployed to the region as part of the SADC mission in the DRC. The SANDF spokesperson, Sipiwe Dlamini, says the soldiers displayed extraordinary courage in their confrontation with the Rwandan M23 rebels who had attacked their base.
14 of these members paid the supreme price in an effort to bring peace and stability in that part of the world. The Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Ms. Angie Motshekga, Deputy Ministers of Defence and Military Veterans, Major General Retired Bantu Holomisa, send their heartfelt condolences to the family of the deceased and the entire defence family.
Now to Joburg, where the city's emergency management services has called on residents to heed a heatwave warning from the South African Weather Services. The persistent high temperatures will run until today. Joburg EMS spokesperson Robert Mlahutsi.
Residents are urged to stay hydrated, drink lots of water, try and avoid direct sunlight, especially between 11 and 3 in the afternoon. Those who are working directly into the sunlight to take regular breaks, as exposure to these extremely hot temperatures can cause heat cramps, heat exhaustion, which might lead to a heat stroke.
To Mpumalanga, where the Skukuza Regional Court has sentenced a convicted rhino poacher to 12 years behind bars on Friday. Simon Phineas Mbombi was arrested by field rangers in the Kruger National Park in 2016. The 68-year-old was found guilty on 6 charges. SANParks spokesperson Ike Patla says they hope the sentencing of a convicted rhino poacher will send a strong message to other poachers.
This is another feather in the cap for law enforcement within the Kruger National Park. We are very happy that the regional court has kept its 100% conviction rate and dishing out stiff sentences to those who trespass with the intention to commit crime.
And finally, in football news, Orlando Pirates edged Kaizer Chiefs 1-0 in a thrilling Soweto derby in front of a capacity crowd of 80,000 at the FNB Stadium yesterday afternoon. Patrick Maswanganyi's penalty during extra time was enough to earn the Buccaneers their 3 premiership log points. The victory also saw Pirates close the gap from log leaders Mamelodi Sundowns to 3 points, while the Chiefs remain 5th. After the loss. I'm Martine van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus die uur, Eskom het aangekondig dat beerdkrag vroeg vanmôre opgeskort is.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.